Something about my first book is I think I mentioned all the themes in my first book that I probably will ever come to use or something. And this poem got into the theme of the other and the sense of the inner self, which I really went into again in my new section. I really played with that. I'd like to read part of the long poem Elements, which has really got 16 sections. I'm just going to read 5 through 10. The whole poem and all was sort of a first impressions of Arizona after having been here 3 years. It's again sort of using the road image and sort of just impressions from different places. Wild stallion, voice off the far hills after a mare, I hear your call, listening above the saguaro and ocotillo, as a searchlight from the airbase shoots its stars, leaving tufts of white clouds. Long after the barrage, a pinto, sighing, entices only shadows in a false dawn. His silence is so clear, I feel oceans of patience foaming into madness. Near Scottsdale, Mexicans picked half the Pima cotton before falling of sunstroke. Their tan bodies lie now, fleeced in white fibers. They are speechless. On beaches somewhere in Asia, far from their missions, machine gun men lie, buried in equipment. I have seen his mate. She has powerful haunches, but stumbles crossing shell craters in New Mexico. Slower than usual, my branches tuned by the wind, shade graves growing moss. The cool feeling relaxes, roots sinking down to mingle with bones of cliff dwellers who raise corn in this desert. When sun peaks in Yuma, there is nothing to do, though I would flow in a heat rising, like water swirling in a wind at Mazatlan, for when body is calmed, the mind walks on water, not out of the thirst known when the barrel cactus is dry, but from looking too long at the perfectly still. A last red flame ignites in the sky, day's last mood wanes, the eyes squints, a gray cloud, the final light settles. Out of their clods of soil, the longhorn beetles emerge, the tread on the unshut eye. To think of the body, still when the rot of it sinks into the vine that twists out of its root. A cemetery jammed with spires and squares is a city that mocks the skyline. One corpse undiscovered in Sonora, even the marrow dries. One rides afield, desert birds he cannot name scream as they hunt the foothills, these shrieks of a desert burial. Follow him as thoughts of a public funeral, as roots taken from intensive care units, calling from some bitter pride to be quietly separate, a white skull unmoved. By dawn, the morsels will be gone. Buzzards must tear through clothing for liver and heart. The sun starts its cremation. Accelerating, wheels barely touch the road. Telephone poles, a long fence. On a cycle, this is the highway, year 69. Storms of gnats clog the nostrils. Hands rise from the handlebars. Cats smeared into the pavement. Dogs bloody by the roadside. To be removed. Utah, time, and the Dead Sea. Races of people insensitive to salt. Torn, floating, bellies to the gulls. Salt rubbed in the wound. Spirit robed in humidity. Walking in the trail of the body. Past its deserted homes. Arrival. The coyotes gorged reach the salt lick. A doe, my mistress, runs off. I turn whimpering back into earth. The plain verse of the 70s begins. Well, for the moment, that's all I want to read of the East by Southwest book. I guess I really didn't get around to explaining most of those titles.